The key to the puzzle would come from a totally unexpected quarter. Jerry Dickens is a geologist working on new sources of energy. He had no special interest in the Permian extinction. But one evening, sitting in a bar, he ran into a friend.
We were just sort of chatting about what we were working on for the summer, and he was telling me that he was working on trying to understand how you could get massive amounts of 12 carbon quickly, because some signatures had been found in the rock records. And it was very difficult to explain. It didn't make any sense.
Dickens was curious. Several years earlier, he'd spent time on a drilling rig in the Gulf of Mexico, prospecting for a new source of energy called methane hydrate. It's a gas, frozen in huge reservoirs just below the seabed.
A, B, C, D.
Dickens knew this methane contained massive quantities of carbon-12. He also knew there were dozens of these methane hydrate reservoirs scattered around the world's coasts.
We find them, for instance, along the coast of South America, along Central America, all along the western coast of the U.S. and Canada, indications around Australia and Indonesia, essentially anywhere along continental margins where we get a lot of organic matter that decays at the bottom and produces methane.